This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muscidi. Most mornings of the week, I'm up before dawn and putzing around our 1991 Marvelette until first light, that marvelous light between darkness and sunrise. Sometimes, you know, I'll wander out in the dark for a chat with a pet, with our dogs Choo Choo and Farley, but always take a flashlight out. It's still summer, and I have no desire to step on a rattlesnake that may be wandering through our yard in cool darkness. A rooster, having no good sense of time, starts crowing around 4 and waking up everybody within a few hundred yards. And finally, as light pushes darkness away from our homestead near the banks of the Ojalote, fauna of all sorts start a Charles Ive-like symphony of calls. Coyotes yap and dogs answer and doves coo and woodpeckers shriek and turkeys call and gobble and ravens call. And if I had really excellent hearing, supersonic hearing, I would hear the many insects starting their day in our vegetable garden, chomping, sucking, mining, and munching. Oh my gosh, so far this summer our garden has been visited by so many different insects, most with the intent to eat our garden. We had rose chafers by the cabillions, maybe only a gazillion, but they showed up by the cabillion, okay, by the gazillions, and they loved the leaves of our pole beans and our bush beans, and they defoliated our apple trees and our peach trees. Oh, yeah. And you're not going to poison them, you know, this beetle, this scarab, this rose chafer. You got to pick them off by hand, right? There are only so many hours of light in a day, my friends. I wondered why no birds were eating them, and I read they're toxic to a bird, and they contain, I saw this sort of cryptic, this obscure, quote, toxic heart poison. I should have followed up on that. What's that about? But birds, I don't know how they know, you know, not to eat these half-inch-long brown scarabs, but rose chafers chafed my butt and defoliated our beans and our apple and peach trees. I forgot to tell you the scientific name of the rose chafer is Macrodactylus. That's the genus. It means big toe. There are two species in North America. Back east, there are a lot of muggies. It's called subspinosus. And here in Arizona, we only have this one species, uniformis, meaning one form. It only comes in one shape, Mr. Muscidi. I read this hysterical, it's a quote here. It's about this species uniformis. It is rarely damaging. Well, a vegetable garden is always an adventure with insects, and I want to write a book. Okay, maybe just a chapter called My Enemy, the Squash Bug. Oh, my. The only way to get rid of these rascally leaf-footed bugs, these varmints with their sucking mouth parts, the only way to control them safely is by hand crush the adults, squash the nymphs, and smush the eggs. The genus of squash bugs is anase, and it means no nose. And if you squashed a bunch of squash bugs, you'll wish you didn't have a nose either. No one will get near you until you wash up. The specific epithet of the squash bug is anase. Then the specific epithet is tristis. It means sad, unhappy, depressing. Oh, anyway, we have squash bugs every year, but we did get a new bug this year, a stink bug called Harlequin cabbage bug. Many harlequin cabbage bugs were sucking the life from our horseradish and our kale, wonderful garden kale eaten by harlequin cabbage bugs. Yes, Morgantia histrionica. They love to suck on plants in the mustard family. And by the way, they are really pretty. The common name harlequin refers to the red and black and white diamond-like patterns on their stinking little bodies. Even the nymphs are patterned. Isn't that cute? The species name, histrionica, must be tied into that harlequin part as well. You know, these comic beetles, these actor beetles that suck the sap from your cabbage, kale, horseradish, and all things mustard. It should be noted that upon discovering these stink bugs, Ms. Muscidi herself was very histrionic. Yes. There's drama in the garden. There's squash bugs on cucumbers. There's rose chafers on beans and harlequin stink bugs on kale. There is weeping. There is wailing and curses sailing through the air. Listen, you garden varmints, we just don't want to share. Jeez. Who knew this garden would be so much fun? Hey, I'm Petey Muscidi, and this has been Growing Native.